Gary Fralick, Wyoming game and fish biologist with us on SBI. Gary, in this week's paper, we have an extensive study on the mule deer, Deer and Data. It's called Deer and Data, and it talks about the Wyoming mule deer, its migration routes. Give us just a little sampling of what we're going to find in that extensive feature prepared by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.
Great. Thanks, Dan. It's always great to be with you, and especially to talk about mule deer. And so this week's story is going to be about the focal herds initiative that the Game and Fish Commission funded earlier this year. And I think, you know, this focal herds work is really a testament to the Game and Fish Commission's interest and support for learning more about mule deer, conserving mule deer in the state of Wyoming. And the focal herds work is going to be pertaining to five different deer herds around the state of Wyoming that exist and live in certain different habitats, different elevation zones, different systems, totally different than the Wyoming range. And we're fortunate enough to still have the Wyoming range be a part of the five focal herd deer herds in the state. And so I think that level of knowledge that we're going to gain from this new research initiative by the Game and Fish Commission is going to really give us the information we've been looking for about the causes of survival, mortality, migratory movements, just the general ecology, fawn survival, for example, bucks, because we're really collaring all different, all three different age classes and sex classes of deer, does, fawns, and of course the antlered segment of the population, which a lot of people in Wyoming and specifically here in Star Valley are interested in.
Okay. This includes the entire state, right? But it has a segment on the western side of the state, this feature report?
That's correct. Yeah, that's there are five deer herds in the state of Wyoming. And the Wyoming range, because of its size, undoubtedly the Wyoming range is one of the largest mule deer populations in Wyoming, perhaps even in the Intermountain West. And so there's a great deal of interest from the Game and Fish Commission, from the department, of course, from the public as well, on the general ecology of this deer population. So we were fortunate enough to keep the Wyoming range herd still in the spotlight, and of the hundreds of collars that are going to be deployed on these five deer herds throughout Wyoming, about 130 are going to be deployed on the Wyoming range herd, and specifically Star Valley segment of the population is part of that initiative as well.
Okay. This feature report in the Star Valley Independent this week takes the deep dive. This is an extensive feature report. As we close out here, give us a little sampling of what we can expect with the Wyoming range deer herd, and of course they're part of Star Valley. Just a little thought off the top of your head about what we have locally.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, it's a great issue we're going to take on here in Star Valley. Believe it or not, it comes as a surprise certainly to me and many other people, is that the Game and Fish Department has never initiated a comprehensive radio collaring and movement study of deer that spend the winter in Star Valley. It's pretty noteworthy in of itself. And so we were able to capture 19 deer back on December 14th, 14 of those deer. 15 of those deer were captured between Grover and Smoot, and four over in the Spring Creek area near Fairview. And so we're finally, once and for all, going to get an understanding of how deer that spend the winter here in Star Valley move to summer ranges and where those summer rangers are. You know, they may be as far as Wyoming Peak for all we know. We don't know any of that information. So now we're going to learn that, which in above itself is a noteworthy and noble research effort to really understand our local deer herd.
Some more reports to come. That's Gary Fralick, Wyoming Game and Fish Biologist. Again, you can find the feature report in the Star Valley Independent.